Yes, hello. Thank you for calling the lawsuit helpline.
Hi, my name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Kasia Smith. Let me spell her name.
Okay.
Like K as in kite, E as in elephant, C as in cat, I as in Indiana, A as in apple. Kasia and Smith.
Okay. And then is her phone number 941-992-1994?
No. That's not her phone number. Her phone number is 8622-160902.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so can I connect you with her?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Of course.
The recording has started. This call is no longer being recorded.
Okay, yes. Hello, Kasia?
Yes, that's me.
Yes, hello, Kasia. So my name is Oscar on a recorded line, and we were just following up with you about the hair relaxer lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
That's good to hear. I'm good, too. Thank you for asking. Now, just
every day I wake up is a good day.
Exactly. Me, too. Me, too. I wake up every day. I'm thankful that I got to wake up. Let me see here. Now, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Yes, so let me see here. Now, have you used hair straightening chemicals in the last 20 years?
Yes, I have.
And then were you ever diagnosed with any form of cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yeah, unfortunately, I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer. Okay, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Stage one. Thank God.
Okay. Now, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim or not yet?
No.
No? Okay. So then are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Absolutely.
Okay. And then let me see here. I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, correct?
Yes.
All right. And then when were you diagnosed with cancer?
Actually, I was diagnosed back in April of 2024.
All right. Let me see. He said that was April of...
April
16th,
2024.
April 16th? Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see. And then what state are you living in now?
New Jersey.
All right, let me see. I just have to look at the state and see what the requirements are for that. Okay, and then you said you were diagnosed this year. Okay, yeah, we can definitely help you out here. Let me see, since New Jersey is a two-year state, so you must have been diagnosed in the past year and a half, and that was less than a year.
Yes.
All right, let me see here. And then, am I saying it correct? Is it Kasia?
It's Keisha.
Keisha, okay, sorry about that, Keisha. All right, sorry about that, Keisha. All right, so now, do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes, she was out of Morristown Medical Center here in Jersey. Her name was Dr. Allison Wagreich.
Okay, and then how do you spell her last name?
W as in William, A as in Apple, G Gary, R Robert, E Edward, I Ida, C Charlie, H Harry.
Wagreich, right?
Yeah.
Wagreich,
mm-hmm.
W-A-G-R-E-I-C-H?
Right.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Then Allison is just A-L-L-I-S-O-N, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then what hospital was this at?
Morristown Medical Center in Morristown, New Jersey.
How do you spell? Are you saying Mark? M-A-R-K?
No, it's Morristown. M-O-R-R-I-S-T-O-W-N Medical Center.
Okay. Morristown Medical Center.
Did you need the address?
Is it the, let me see, is it 100 Madison Avenue?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the one.
All right, let me see, I just had to look that up really quick. 100 Madison Avenue, Morrison, New Jersey, 07960, correct?
Yep.
Okay, and then for the phone number for that hospital, I have it here, is 973-971-5000. Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, and then did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, unfortunately.
I'm sorry to hear that. And then on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer before you were diagnosed?
7 times a year.
7 times? Okay. It was like about every
and
other
I
month.
And I was using them for over a 10-year period.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay, I understand. Let me see here. Now, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
You are? Okay. And then what's your date of birth?
March 28, 1972.
Okay, let me see if I got that correct. 3/28/72, correct?
Yes.
Okay, 3/28/72, got it. And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No? Okay. And then do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also use hair relaxers?
No.
No? Okay, let me see here. And then, to the best of your knowledge, when did you start using hair relaxer?
I would say around September 2014. Yeah, because that was like the start of school year. So, yep, September of 2014.
Okay. And only because I do need to put a day, is it okay if I put the first?
Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
September 1st of 2014. And then when did you stop using it?
Not until January of 2024.
Okay. January of 2024. And then about 2 to 3 months later was when you discovered that you had cancer, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want me to put the first, January 1st as well?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. And then how often did you apply these products? It was monthly, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. And then how many consecutive years did you use the products for? You mentioned 10, I believe.
10.
10?
Mm-hmm, 10, yeah.
Okay. And then where were you mainly getting it applied? Was this at home or a salon?
Both.
Both? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it was done at home, where did you buy the products from? Was this like your local beauty supply store? Was this at Walmart?
Like Walgreens.
Walgreens.
CVS.
Walgreens and then CVS as well. Okay. And then when it was done at a salon, do you remember the name of the salon?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't because I didn't have like a regular person that I went to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, only because I do need to put a name of one of the salons. Do you remember of any of them?
I'm sorry, I just got in the car. Max's Beauty Salon, because they have, like, these Dominican spots you go to.
Oh, okay. No, that's okay.
Yeah. Max's.
Okay. Max's, M-A-X, apostrophe S, and then Beauty Salon, correct?
Beauty Salon, yep.
Beauty Salon, got it. All right, thank you for that. And then do you remember the products that you used? Was this Dark and Lovely, L'Oreal? Just for me.
It was the Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then this question might be a little tricky. Let me know if you want me to break it down. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. There we go. And then what type of treatment did you receive for the cancer? Was this chemo, radiation?
I actually had chemotherapy, and we did, like, 6 cycles for, like, over a 6-month period.
6 cycles over 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then when did the treatment start? Was this the same month that you were diagnosed?
Yeah. Well, yeah. When I got diagnosed, we started, like, I want to say, like, maybe 3 to 4 weeks after.
3 to 4 weeks. Okay. Yeah, because you said you were diagnosed April.
In April, so it was like May.
Mm-hmm. Okay. May. I do need to put a day on
here. 2024. I know it was before Memorial Day, so. Mm-hmm.
If you want to, I could just put the first for now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. May 1st of 2024 is when you started the treatment. Do you remember the name of the doctor that treated you? Was it the same one?
It was the same one, yes.
Okay, let me just go back up here and copy and paste that really quick. Dr. Allison Wagreich. All right, let me see here. And then it was at the same hospital, the 100 Madison Avenue, correct?
Right, yeah, because we did the chemo drug. You know, they did it via the needle, and it was like monthly injections and stuff.
Got it. I understand now. Let me see here. And then can you just confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. Let me see. And then your first name, I have it spelled as K-E-C-I-A, correct?
Yes.
And then Smith is just S-M-I-T-H?
Yep.
Do you have a middle name or no?
It's Nicole.
N-I-C-O-L-E?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, N-I-C-O-L-E, got that. Do you have any suffixes in your name or no?
No.
No? Okay. And then Keisha, what's your social, please?
135-82-1895.
Okay, I'm just going to repeat it back to you to make sure that I got it correct. You said 135-82-1895?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. All right, thank you for that. And then your email didn't transfer through. What's your primary email?
My first name, Keisha, K-E-C-I-A. 328@gmail.com.
Okay. Keisha328@gmail.com?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And only the firm would have access to my social, right?
Correct, correct. That's only for the firm.
Okay.
That way. I know. That way, right now, the dates that you gave me are kind of just like estimates. If they need to find out the actual dates, they contact the hospital on your behalf. And they need
that. Okay, got it. Okay. All right.
No worries. It's always good to ask.
Yeah, you know, I'm so scary now. Like.
No, I completely understand, and I definitely sensed it over the phone. But no, I completely understand. I'm with you on that one.
Okay.
And then your primary phone number, I have it here as 862-216-0902. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm assuming it's a cell phone, right?
Yes.
All right. And then what's your preferred way of contact if we give you a call, text, or email?
Text or email, because I'm a teacher. So, like, during the day, I would be in the classroom, so I wouldn't be able to pick up.
Got it. Okay. So then my next question was actually, when is the best time to reach you? Mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
Afternoons, after three.
Afternoons, after three. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then let me see here. What is your primary address now?
12 Edgerton Terrace.
12 Edgerton?
Edgerton, E-D-G-E-R-T-O-N Terrace, East Orange, New Jersey.
Okay, 12 Edgerton Terrace, East Orange, New Jersey?
Yeah.
07-017?
017,
uh-huh. Okay. Is this a house or apartment?
A house, home.
Okay. Let me see. We're almost done here. Do you have a copy of your medical records?
I don't actually have them, but the hospital does.
Okay. No, that's okay. And then for this final part, we do need to add an emergency contact. Would you like to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
Actually, I live alone.
Okay.
So the best emergency contact will probably be my mom.
Okay, it would be your mother. And then what's her phone number?
862-216-2675.
Got it. Okay, and then what's her name?
Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, Young, Y-O-U-N-G.
Y-O-U-N-G, okay. Miss Janice Young, okay. All right, let me just review these documents with you before I send them to you for you to quickly sign, okay? We're almost done.
Okay.
All right, let me see here. Right. Let me see. Okay, so your full name, I have it as Keisha Nicole Smith, which is spelled K-E-C-I-A-N-I-C-O-L-E-S-M-I-T-H, correct?
Correct.
All right. Your address, I have it as 12 Ederton Terrace, East Orange, New Jersey, 07017.
Correct.
All right. Phone number is 862-216-0902.
Correct.
All right. And then email is keisha328@gmail.com.
Correct.
All right. Date of birth is March 28, 1972.
Correct.
All right. And then social is 135-821-895.
Correct.
Got it. Let me just make sure that everything else filled out correctly, because nowadays with technology, you just never know.
Right.
All right. There we go. I just sent them to you. Go ahead and put me on speaker. I sent you these documents both via email and text. Go ahead and open up whichever one is easier for you to access. You're going to see my name on there. It'll say Oscar Rocha sent you some documents.
Okay.
And then once you click on it, it'll send you to a website called a DocuSign. I believe.
Hey, how are you? Yes. Okay, DocuSign. Okay.
Yeah. And then I believe you have to agree to the text messages and the electronic signatures. And then you see a big yellow start button.
Okay.
And then I do.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
Okay.
And then I do just want to let you know, be on the lookout. There's going to be a box that tells you to draw your signature, and there's another box that tells you to draw your initials. So there is a difference, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, done.
All right, let me see here. All right, let me just review this to make sure you filled it out correctly before I send it over. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, Keisha, great news. Yes, everything is filled out perfectly. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with. They're going to call you here. They're going to call you in the next 1 to 4 days. It is very important that you pick up that phone, because they cannot start on this case until they speak with you and verify this information with you personally. Okay.
Okay.
And then I'll also text you my personal number. That way you can call me or text me if anything happens, okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, in that case, Keisha, I appreciate your time. I'll send these documents over to the attorneys, and then just be on the lookout for that call, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Of course, have a good day. Happy holidays.
You too. Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.